The Clanton City Police had been joined by the sheriff's deputies, and every uniform in the county was soon present, milling about on the sidewalks, doing absolutely nothing. Sheriff Coley and the police chief huddled and conferred and watched the throng across the street, then barked some orders here and there. But if any of their orders were followed, it wasn't noticeable. It was obvious to all that the city and county had no bomb drills. Baggy needed a drink. It was too early for me. I followed him into the rear of the courthouse up a narrow flight of stairs I'd not seen before, through a cramped hallway, then up another 20 steps to a small, dirty room with a low ceiling.
"Used to be the old jury room," he said. "Then it was the law library."
"What is it now?" I asked, almost afraid of the answer.
"The bar room. Get it? Bar. Lawyers? Booze?"
"Got it." There was a card table with folding legs and a beaten look that indicated years of use. Around it were half a dozen mismatched chairs, all county hand-me-downs that had been passed from one county office to another and finally ditched in this dingy little room. In one corner, there was a small refrigerator with a padlock. Baggy, of course, had a key, and inside he found a bottle of bourbon. He poured a generous shot into a paper cup and said,
"Grab a chair."
We pulled two of them up to the window, and below was the scene we had just left.
"Not a bad view, huh?" he said proudly.
"How often you come here?"
"Twice a week, maybe. Sometimes more. We play poker every Tuesday and Thursday at noon."
"Who's in the club?"
"It's a secret society."
He took a sip and smacked his lips as if he had been in the desert for a month. A spider made its way down a thick web along the window. Dust was half an inch thick on the sills.
"I guess they're losing their touch,"
he said, gazing down at the excitement.
"They?"
I was almost afraid to ask.
"The Pagets."
He said this with a certain smugness, then allowed it to hang in the air for my benefit.
"You're sure it's the Pagets?" I asked.
Baggy thought he knew everything, and he was right about half the time. He smirked and grunted, took another sip, then said,
"They've been burning buildings forever. It's one of their scams, insurance fraud. They've made a bloody fortune off insurance companies."
A quick sip.
"Odd, though, that they would use gasoline. Your more talented arsonists stay away from gasoline, because it's easily detected. You know that?"
"No."
"True. A good fire marshal can smell gasoline within minutes after the blaze is out. Gasoline means arson. Arson means no insurance payoffs."
A sip.
"Of course, in this case, they probably wanted you to know it's arson. Makes sense, doesn't it?"
Nothing made sense at that moment. I was too confused to say much. Baggy was content to do the talking.
"Come to think of it, that's probably the reason it wasn't detonated. They wanted you to see it. If it went off, then the county wouldn't have the times, which might upset some folks. Might make some other folks happy."
"Thanks."
"Anyway, that explains it better. It was a subtle act of intimidation."
"Subtle?"
"Yes, compared to what could have been. Believe me, those guys know how to burn buildings. You were lucky."
I noticed how he had quickly disassociated himself from the paper. It was I who was lucky, not we. The bourbon had found its way to the brain and was loosening the tongue.
"About 3 years ago, maybe four, there was a large fire at one of their lumber mills, the one on Highway 401 just off the island. They never burn anything on the island because they don't want the authorities snooping around. Anyway, the insurance company smelled a rat, refused to pay, so Lucian Wilbanks filed this big lawsuit. It came to trial in front of the Honorable Reed Lupus. I heard every word of it."
A long, satisfying drink. Who won? He ignored me completely, because the story was not yet properly laid out.
"It was a big fire. The boys from Clanton took off with all their trucks. The volunteers from Caraway took off. Every yokel with a siren went screaming off toward Paget Island. Nothing like a good fire around here to get the boys worked up. That and a bomb, I guess. But I can't remember the last bomb."